As stated in the introduction, I created the analogy of the rainforest mind when I was teaching in public schools. I needed to find a way to explain giftedness to teachers and parents as I experienced it in my students. There was a lot of controversy around how to identify and serve gifted children, including whether to identify them at all. Gifted programs were seen as elitist and unnecessary. This is often still the case. Using the metaphor, we can honor all types of children and appreciate their differences. We can explain why children have a variety of educational needs without making one child better than another or more deserving. When I became a therapist and began working with adults, I expanded the metaphor to include gifted grown-ups, as the challenges the children face follow them into adulthood. Welcome to your rainforest mind. Like the rainforest, are you intense, multi-layered, colorful, creative, highly sensitive, overwhelming, complex, idealistic, and influential? Like the rainforest, are you misunderstood, misdiagnosed, and mysterious? Like the rainforest, have you met too many chainsaws? If you answered yes to these questions, you may have a rainforest mind. Perhaps you're more familiar with the terms nerd, geek, bookworm, dork, or brainiac. Some of you may have been called precocious or gifted. I use the rainforest metaphor because it cuts through the controversy. If people are like ecosystems, some are meadows, some are deserts, and some are rainforests. Each ecosystem is beautiful and valuable. The rainforest is just the most complex and maybe the most misunderstood, like you. The quiz. These are questions from my first book, Your Rainforest Mind, a guide to the well-being of gifted adults and youth, to consider as you decide if you have a rainforest mind. Do people tell you to lighten up when you are trying to enlighten them? Are you overwhelmed by breathtaking sunsets, itchy clothes, strong perfumes, clashing colors, bad architecture, buzzing that no one else hears, angry strangers, needy friends, or global hunger? Do you see ecru, beige, and sand where others see only white? Do you spend hours looking for the exact word, precise flavor, smoothest texture, right note, perfect gift, finest color, most meaningful discussion, fairest solution, or deepest connection? Have you ever called yourself ADHD because you are easily distracted by new ideas or intricate cobwebs, OCD because you alphabetize your home library or color code your sweaters, or bipolar because you go from ecstasy to despair in 10 minutes? Are you passionate about learning, reading, and research, yet perplexed, perturbed, and perspiring about schooling? Do your intuition and empathy tell you what family members, neighbors, and stray dogs think, feel, or need before they know what they think, feel, or need? Do you find decision-making about your future career and deciding what color to paint the bedroom equally daunting due to the deluge of possibilities assaulting your frontal lobe? Are your favorite spiritual conversations the ones you have with trees, rocks, and babbling brooks? Does your worth depend on your achievements, so that if you make a mistake or do not perform up to your standards, you feel like an utter failure as a human being, now and forever? Do you crave intellectual stimulation, and are you desperate to find one person who is fascinated by fractals or thrilled by theology? Are you embarrassed to tell your family and friends that you find it easier to fall in love with ideas than with people? Have you ruminated about the purpose of life and your contribution to the betterment of humanity since you were young? Do you get blank, confused stares from people when you think you have said something really funny? Are people awestruck at what you can accomplish in a day? But you think that if they knew the real you, they would see that you are a lazy, procrastinating, slacking imposter.